Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Thompson, and this is the ADR Hub podcast series. Today, our guest is Edna Sussman. She is an attorney, mediator, and arbitrator, and she's going to talk to us about some recent news and an award that was given in regards to arbitration. Edna, I want to thank you for joining us today, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, as you said, I'm an attorney. I'm a full-time arbitrator and mediator. I handle basically commercial business disputes, both domestic and international, and I'm very active in quite a few bar associations. So I chair arbitration committees for the American Bar Association, as well as the dispute resolution section for the New York State Bar Association. So I am very interested in promoting and improving both arbitration and mediation for users.
Right, and then also I just want to add a little bit to that because your resume is pretty impressive. You were listed as one of the best lawyers in the alternative dispute resolution for, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, 3 years in a row, 2009, 10, and most recently 2011. You're listed as a super lawyer. You're certified with IMI. You're on the panel with CPR, the arbitration panel, if I'm correct. And you're also elected, which we're going to talk about, you're elected to serve on the board of the College of Commercial Arbitrators. And going into that...
Well, let me just add, I'm also on the board of the American Arbitration Association. So it's another important affiliation and an organization I'm very active with, the American Arbitration Association.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk a bit about the award that was recently given at the CPR annual conference to the College of Commercial Arbitrators, which I'll just call CCA for now on. Why don't you tell us a bit about the award, but then maybe, if you don't mind, just start off telling our audience, for those that aren't familiar with CCA, what they are and what they do.
Yeah, well, let me start. You know, the award was given by CPR, which stands for the International Institute for Conflict Prevention and Resolution. It's a nonprofit think tank that really promotes many, many new innovations in commercial dispute prevention and resolution. This year, CCA, the College of Commercial Arbitrators, got their award for outstanding practical achievement for what they issued, the Protocols for Expeditious, Cost-Effective Commercial Arbitration. CCA is a national organization of commercial arbitrators who work together within the profession, with the public, and with businesses who depend on commercial arbitration to resolve disputes. It promotes standards of conduct, professionalism, best practices, and provides training and professional development for its members and for really the entire bar, both in-house and lawyers practicing outside of organizations. So this was a huge effort that was undertaken by the college because there has been a lot of, shall we call it, pushback against arbitration. Mm-hmm. Some users have begun to feel like it is too expensive, it takes too long, it had been becoming a little bit too much like litigation.
Right.
So this was an effort to try to deal with those issues and come up with some suggested solutions.
Well, right, and some of the recommendations that came out were some of them they talked about place and time limits on the arbitration, somewhere between 6 to 9 months, setting budgets for the arbitrations. And maybe can you tell us a bit about maybe those or some of the others and how you came about coming to that conclusion or making those recommendations? Yeah. Because it was really – the CCA is a dynamic group, and because of the award they received, I think it's being – the protocols are being really – there's a lot of attention being given to them.
Yeah, you know, I think what was really special about these protocols, there has, well, like in everything in life, there's always finger pointing, you know, that party could have done better, the arbitrator could have done better, the in-house counsel could have done better managing it, the lawyer could have done better, the institutions could have better rules. There was an awful lot of, you know, it's not us, it's them kind of thing going on. Mm-hmm. And it's very clear that for an arbitration to function in a way that is efficient and cost effective, you really need all four of the stakeholders. You need the businesses, in-house lawyers, you need the outside counsel, you need the arbitrators and the arbitral institutions really all working together and doing their part to make the arbitration what it should be, you know, within the parameters of what's required for a particular case. As we like to say in the ADR world, you know, you want to fit the form to the fuss and you want the arbitration to be appropriate for the matter in issue. And an objective of arbitration is to make it cheaper and faster than litigation. That has long been, you know, a key objective. It may not apply to every single case because there are incredibly sophisticated and very high-stakes cases that are ending up in arbitration. But generally speaking, that is really an objective that in-house counsel and businesses say they want. So this mm-hmm. is something that arbitration providers would like to provide. So this was really an effort to bring all four groups together and to come up with what we're calling protocols or best practices, you know, recommendations for specific things that each of those stakeholders can take and affect in order to do their part to make the arbitration process what it should be.
Right.
Effective and timely.
Yeah, and one of the things I wanted to point out, too, is some of these arbitrations that I know you've been involved in are incredibly complex and dealing with millions and millions of dollars, but not every case is like that. And one of the things that I want to point out in the recommendations is the one where it mentions the process, the option of the fast track, as it's called, where there's no discovery or motions. And how has that been received so far by people?
You know, I think we all think that businesses ought to think carefully as they're drafting. That's the best place to put it, when they're actually drafting the contract, to think through what kinds of disputes they think might be coming up under the contract and providing for fast-track arbitration where it's appropriate. It may be a contract where they think it'll be appropriate for all the disputes that might come up, or if it's only certain kinds, they can limit it to the certain kinds. They can limit it to things that are, you know, under $4 million, for example, or under $500, depending on the size of the company. That's the best place to put it, because often once the arbitration has started, you know, these expedited ones are really quick. You're talking 30, 60 days. It's hard to get at least one of the parties to agree to something quite that quick. But I have handled $30 million cases in 60 days, and it works. It works fine. But it depends on the case, you know, obviously.
Right.
With every case. I mean, it was a real $30 million case. It was manageable. I don't think anything was lost in translation by having it be that expedited.
Mm-hmm.
6 to 9 months, which is the number that's recommended for most cases in the protocols, should be doable for most cases. You know, people tend to do what's in front of them and has time pressure on it. Otherwise, it kind of gets put on the side. So if you make this the priority, this is what you have to get done, it'll get done. And if some discovery falls by the wayside, that's probably a good thing.
Right. Well, let me ask you a quick question. And where does mediation fit into this at all, as in another option, as like a sidestep during the process? Or what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mediation is a very important part of the process. The protocols actually recommend that people include in their contracts what's called a step clause.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially requiring a mediation phase before it can go to arbitration. So it's a very, very, you know, it's specifically recommended to be in there. It recommends that the arbitrator, you know, raise the question, or it has an outside counsel raise the question of settlement from time to time, which can certainly be done by a mediator. The institutions, generally speaking, when a case first comes in, will ask if the parties want to mediate it before they go to arbitration, and may suggest it again along the way during the course of the arbitration at appropriate junctures. Gee, do you guys want to mediate now? Is this a good time to be talking about settlement? So mediation is definitely part of the ADR picture, and very much encouraged, because it will resolve things more quickly and more cheaply, which is our objective. It's the users we want to have with the ADR process, whether it's mediation or arbitration. So mediation is definitely part of it.
Yeah, and it seems like, from my experience, many of the people that do arbitration also do mediation, so they're very familiar with both processes. As we're running out of time, one thing I do want to make sure, as I say, I want to congratulate you and the rest of the people that worked with you at the College of Commercial Arbitrators for getting this award. And I think it's pretty impactful, and I think it's going to really have a great effect on people hopefully resolving their issues and disputes in a much more manageable way. So I think it's fantastic. And again, I congratulate you. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we run out of time here? Or are people interested in finding out more?
Yeah, just two things. I just want to give credit to Tom Stepanovich from the Strauss Institute for Dispute Resolution at Pepperdine University, who really spearheaded this whole effort and should get credit on this call for that.
Well, good job, Tom.
Right. I'd like to refer people to the CCA website where the protocols are available. It's www.thecca.net, so you can get the benefit of all of the learning that is included in that really actually wonderful set of protocols. And we will be continuing to implement this. We have a summit implementation committee, and we are speaking about it in many, many different presentations. Articles are being published everywhere about it, and we are distributing the actual protocols at conferences. So we encourage you to get on the web, check it out, cca.net, and use it.
Right, and you can also get that link at ADR Hub as well, where we have that announcement listed there in regards to the award. I would like to, Edna, thank you so much for spending the time with us and explaining this And I hope to have you on again at some time in the future. Thank you very much, Edna.
Great. Thank you, Jeff, for the opportunity.
Okay. And thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub podcast series. Thank you and take care.